Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah now moves on to death by sword. Mitzvahs ha-neharogim, the mitzvah of killing people by the sword. Hayomatizin es rosha basayef. They would cut off his head using a sword. Kederach shahamalchus oseh, in the same way that the malchus, that the government, and this refers to the government of Rome at that time, that they would do, that's how they would kill somebody. And they would just, as he was in a standing position, they would chop off his head with a sword. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nivel Huzeh. This is a perversion. Rather, Elamanichen es rosho ala sadon. They would lay his head on a sadon, on an anvil or some thick piece of wood. Fekotzeitz by kofitz, and cut it off with a kofitz, with an axe. That way the head wouldn't just fall, and which would be a disgusting thing. So Amru lo, they said back to him, to Rabbi Yehuda, they said, Ain misa manuvelos mizo. There's another way of looking at this. We would say that there is no more manuvel, no more perverted way or disgusting way of dying than this, that he's like a chopped piece of meat on a chopping block. And therefore they preferred the other version of cutting it off with the sword. There's actually a subtext to this machlokas between Yehuda and the Chachamim about how to cut off his head. The Gemara says that Yehuda says that he admits that cutting off his head is on a chopping block is considered manuvel. He says, what is he going to say? The Torah said, you're not supposed to go in the ways of the nations of the world, and therefore we shouldn't do what the Malchus does with the sword while he's standing up. And so according to that, Tosus points out that even though he used the term Rabbi Yehuda, that his objection was nivel huzeh, that it's nivel, but since he admits that his method is more manuvel, what he really means by nivel huzeh is that you're in violation of this mitzvah of v'chukasem lo seilechu. And the Chachamim, though, say that there's no violation of v'chukasem lo seilechu following the non-Jews, since the Torah itself mentions the idea of killing somebody by sword. It mentions by Irani Dachas, by the city that worships Avodah Zarah, and therefore it is not a violation of Chukasim Lo Seilechu, and therefore we choose the Misa that is least physically manuvel, less physically perverse, and that's using the sword. Now the Mishnah moves on to the Mitzvahs HaNechnokin, the Mitzvah of those who get choked, death by choking, very similar to what we suggested before, according to the first opinion by Sreifa. They would embed him into zevel, into manure, up until his knees. They would again put a hard piece of cloth inside a soft one. And then wrap it around his neck. One of the Edom would pull it towards himself, the other Edom would pull it towards himself. Ad she nafsho yotz, until his nefesh leaves him, until his soul, so it leaves him until he dies, because in this instance, we want them to be able to die through that process, and therefore, everybody agrees that this is the right way of doing it.